Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. To create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Oh, yes, it is. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. I'm Michelle Meshe, your host and co-pilot, and hello to my co-pilots in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, which also known as the chat room. And hello and big hug and kisses to everyone listening later via iTunes, the archives, and, of course, cosmicdimensions.com. We're awakening. That was Awakening's first home, by the way. So great you can hear me when I'm calling in on another number. Thank you so much, for Sylvia, for letting me know. Putting that in the chat. You know, I couldn't do this program without all of you. So you make the program. You make the traveling lightly on the path of awakenings happen. So we have with us today, I'm really excited, Thunder Beach. She always has a wealth of information, and she'll be joining us 12:45, 12:50-ish. If you do have questions or comments, email me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com before the program, and if it's something that's topical, then we'll definitely answer the question and cover it. If you have questions now or anything that you'd like to say, or you just want to say hello, call me at 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad to get on air. That's 347-539-5122, pressing 1 on the keypad to get on air. Of course, we have our next workshop, our teleconference, I guess it is, webinar session, subtle energy, healing light, connecting, interplane work, shamanic interplane work, coming up right around the winter solstice. I believe we're going to do it on Saturday the 22nd, and the in-person one will be Saturday, December 15th. So email me for anything that you want to know about that. And wonderful listener Sherry kind of started that, did the research to get that going. So I had a lot of requests from people around the globe saying, want to do your soul path workshops and groups. But I live in France. I live in Italy. I live in England. I live in Australia. I live in New Zealand. I live in New York. So we are holding that space, or Ohio, or everywhere in between. Gosh, you know, Florida, national, international. So really connecting in and holding that space for all of us to shift, form, transform, and really help anchor in the energies of the new emerging consciousness. It's a whole new way of being. We've really been diving in with listening to messages from the heart. Of the heart. I mean, it's literally of the vibrational frequency of the heart chakra, the heart center. And it's a whole different thing to really drop in. In fact, I had, and I don't know if you're listening, but a wonderful dear friend and client had a situation where there were some things that came up that someone wanted her to do, and it really, immediately, she was saying her gut was just, the whole solar plexus abdomen area was just saying no, 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 rejecting it. She just got nauseous, and then the heart started feeling constricted. And that, though, any one of those means a no, 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 don't do it. So what it is the solar plexus abdominal area is going to tell you what's life enhancing for you as an individualized aspect of God or the all that is. So in other words, what's good, what's in wholeness for your personality, for your soul growth, soul development, what's honoring of you. The heart messages are going to tell you what's of coherence and what is an ultimate fulfillment of the higher self or your experience and expression on Earth. So both of those together signal, if something feels that quiet calm, if you feel when you make a decision, it's not about being happy or, oh, I love this, or, oh, my heart's really open. It's if there's a subtle just opening in the heart, like a relaxing in, then the decision you're making is in coherence. It's of resonance. And whatever's in resonance is going to create the most synergy in your life. And remember now, we're living more by resonance, okay? So that means we're living more by synchronistic timing. We're moving out of linear time. So if, you know, and what will happen is when you're getting those messages of what's in coherence, when you're getting those messages of what's life-enhancing for you, it's first, and this is very, very different because we're taught to think it through or go from the mind. We're taught to give that flash of insight from the mind and then check in with, you know, what else is going on. So this is like a complete shift. It's connecting in more energetically. It's connecting in first with the subtle energy. Let that dialogue happen, because really what we all want to think of ourselves as is a tuning fork. The physical body and the physiology of the body works in a synergistic way, a way that creates what we call homeostasis, some kind of balance. And it's going to be a little different for everyone, depending on, you know, your physicality, mental, emotional, just depending on your soul design, your soul blueprint. So it is like an instrument, you know, and my musician friends that, you know, that guitar, that even turntable, whatever, that piano, sometimes certain musicians, I know musicians that don't want anybody touching their certain instruments, you know, or they may have a guitar that everyone can play around, but then they have that special one, you know, or that special sound. They have that Gibson when they want to do acoustic stuff or when they're writing. Even if they're playing electric guitar, they'll go to that Gibson, you know. Or the Telecaster has a certain sound and a certain feeling, you know, just like a violin, a Stradivarius. Very different than somebody that's playing, you know, a fiddle or playing, you know, violin as a fiddle. So all of those mean there's different resonance. There's a complex of energies and wavelengths, tones, vibration that creates this, you know, kind of palpable. You can feel it, but you may not be able to put it in context into words. That's what we are. We are this amazing complex of energies, wavelengths, and frequencies, a tone, various tones that come together. So in knowing that, we are meant to tap more into that subtly. And then from there, you'll get the flash of insight or the words to say. Then the mind can kick in. Then other things you can analyze. Then you can compare. Then you can contemplate. I look at it as, in a sense, we're even moving beyond that idea of, you know, we need to do it, dhyana or vipassana. We need to have that contemplation, that focused meditation. But it's when we, after you contemplate, after you have awareness, you move into awareness where you're no longer aware, you're just aware. You're awake. You're awake. You're aware. You are it. You are that present moment. And so when we contemplate in the present moment, we move out of the moment. We're out of present time. But we need to do that. That's part of our little dance here on this dimension, in this earth plane. But it is more about living in that coherence. When you're in coherence, you're in that now moment. And they really can't describe it, because once you describe it, you're out of it. However, the messages from the heart, from the subtle energy, the messages from that wonderful tuning fork that we are, or this aspect of us, because remember the physicality of us, the denser physical aspect of us, the physical body, as well as the personality, is only about a quarter of who and what we are. So it's almost like a little dipstick. The body's like this little dipstick, you know, but we're the liquid also. whatever it's dipping into. We're the top of the middle, the top of the dipstick, and we're the liquid. But the way we register is through that tuning fork. So that's what we want to refine more. We want to refine that tuning fork. And that's a big part of what we're all doing. And I'm one of the Pied Pipers that talks about it and shares and shows, connects how to do it. And like I was saying with this wonderful friend of mine and client, after a while went through the dance of feeling it out, and there was a lot of fear coming. Because sometimes the decisions, especially on the path of awakening, the decisions that we need to make are going to be causing a shakeup. I saw another wonderful friend and colleague, Janet Nelson, whom I met at Agape Spiritual Center when I was teaching there, did a post today or a newsletter called Shake Up to Wake Up, and or The Shakening and the Awakening or something. But it's so true. And see, the old version of us, because we're always changing, I find we're you can focus more on your preferred version. I'm focused on the preferred version of me, the one that we're emerging to or evolving to. But the way that we were, the old way of being, the constructed ego doesn't want to change it. The ego is meant to keep a status quo. What we need that. The ego is about maintaining, you know, maintaining and stabilizing. So we need that. We need the ego process, but not to run the show. See, that's the deal. That's what happened, is the ego began running the show, and we created a society based on the ego running the show. But the ego is, it's the to-doer, it's the task, it's the autopilot, it's the part that's driving. But it really needs to be whittled down. You know, it's the interface that we have. It's like creating an amazing piece of art or a wonderful blog post or a book or something on the computer. We love the computer. We love the software, the technology. It's so great. But it's not the thing that's doing it. And that's why, you know, there's a lot of, Laverne's putting in the chat, the ego needs to align with spirit. Yes. And that's the soul alignment. Once the full alignment happens from the ego personality to the soul, there's a seamless then expression and experience where there's no more constructed or false ego, and all you have is a physical manifestation of the soul, which we call the personality in Eastern tradition, Buddhist psychology and Hinduism. You have full, and in esoteric studies as well, you have then, you don't have a false ego. You have a personality. You know how sometimes we say, you know, we do with animal beings, and we definitely do it with kids. Even as infants, we say, oh, they have a personality, or their personality is already coming out, or they're their own person. We don't want to stomp that out. You want to be your own person. You want to be your own personality, your own little sassy self or whatever it is, or your own little hermit self, or whatever your qualities are. Like Laverne put, your qualities from spirit, your qualities from your soul expression, your soul design. That's what we want to keep. What we want to get rid of is the stuff that isn't you, the stuff that we took on, you know, everybody took on or was put on you that became contrived, constructed, not real, the stuff that everyone learned to do to get by or get love, get attention. The part that's, you know, only focused on security, only focused on money, the part that's looking at only the externals, that part that a lot of the systems in society that was created by individuals started being more of the focus. And so that's just the shift now. And now what will happen is those things will be an awareness. I don't even call them a concern. It's an awareness. Yeah, you want to have, you know, a nice place to live or nice clothes. But it's not going to be by what somebody else standards, what someone else says. It's going to be by what do you resonate with. You know, I have a great story. Years ago, someone gave me a gift. It was for a wedding. And china, and they said, oh, you have to go register and have fine china. And I'm like, I don't have anything against china. I don't mind, you know, I've lived in England. I had some great tea ceremonies with china. But I like pottery. And I like, you know, like a zen green color, celery green, or just, you know, interesting pottery, handmade. And but see, people will tell you, you have to have crystal. You have to get a pot, you know, you not pottery. No, why do you know, you need crystal, you need porcelain, you need the china. That's not living from the soul. That's not the soul. The soul is whatever is authentic or unique to you, whatever feels more coherent, more resonance, whatever feels more life-enhancing, fulfilling, interesting, joyful. And so a lot of these have-tos and shoulds are going to be coming off. And, of course, you know, that's the society we're creating. This is the energy of the new emerging consciousness. This is the consciousness that's coming through to do this. Let's see. Laverne said, yes, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. I so agree. And Sylvia, I want to learn pottery. Yeah, you know, I did try. I took pottery class with two amazing friends of mine, both amazing. Well, one of them was Paolo, amazing healers and artists, and my other friend Mojgan. And their stuff looked like it could already be sold, or you know, in Neiman Marcus, or it could be in some amazing museum or gallery. It was so amazing. The interesting thing about pottery, and I think it's kind of like this universe, whatever you focus on begins to get created. So I would start making something. Mine wasn't bad. The instructor said mine was primitive, and that's a certain style. And I laughed and I said, "You mean it's like a 5-year-old, because that's, you know, I can sketch, but you know, I'm honest where my gifts are." That was not one of them. But what happens when you're doing pottery, when you really get in a flow, it your mind and your hands become one. So I would start making something, and then I'd have a flash of something else, and then I would look down and my hands were making that. So I was like astonished, and the instructor said, "Oh yeah, it becomes seamless." So whatever you think, and so that's why also it becomes a focused meditation. A lot of people use making pottery and even working on the wheel as a focused meditation, because, and I can tell you, I really played around with it. I did like 5 or 6 times, and each time I was thinking of something else. All of a sudden, that image that my mind was thinking about began to be created with my hands. So the instructor said, you know, you really have to just focus on whatever you're making and keep seeing that in your mind's eye over and over and over. You can't really even think of other things. You know, where am I going later today, or what do I have to pick up at the store, what do I need for the kids? You can't go there, because it will make your pot funny, or whatever you're creating, whatever piece of pottery or, you know, art that you're creating. So, yeah, very, very cool. Working in clay. And Tamara is saying, have you seen my work on Facebook? Ooh, well, I'd love to see, definitely love to see any of that. Oh, okay, so we are having readings, or just connecting. If you have any questions, you can call in at 347-539-5122. Just make sure you press 1 on the keypad. I do see people online, so I want to make sure that you get heard, and we connect. Okay, we have, let's see, talk to you later, Reiki, if you're going to be, you're switching to your phone, Reiki Goddess. Yeah, good, okay. Okay, 804-237, welcome to Awakenings. You're live.
Hi.
On air. Hi.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, this is Michelle, yes. What's your first name?
This is Rachel. I'm calling from Virginia.
Oh, hi, Rachel. Oh, I must have felt you, because I said, people calling from everywhere in Virginia. I kind of felt something in the Virginia area, okay?
Yes, I've been listening to you for quite some time, so thank you for taking my call.
Oh, good. Let's connect with you then.
Absolutely.
Do you have a question or comment?
I do have a question. I've gone over the past year, have done a tremendous amount of inner work and personal growth. And
Oh, nice.
As things are, of course, transitioning and all the energy around us, I was just curious to know if you had any insight on if I should stay the course in my present career path.
Okay, let's see. I feel like something new could be coming in. Are you thinking about doing something new, but you're not sure what?
I'm not quite sure. I feel like I'm still trying to find a pair of shoes that fit.
Yes, that's what I feel. So let's see, because there does seem to be, you know what I keep seeing around you, Rachel? Are you near, or do you go to Farmer's Market?
Yes.
Or
on occasions,
oh, okay.
I do, yeah.
Occasions, okay. You got to keep going there. There's going to be some inspiration. Now, I do see some things with group around you, community. Are you selling anything? I feel like you could, I don't know, have a shop or gifts or something.
Art. I don't know.
What are you doing now, if I may ask?
Actually, now I am a spiritual counselor for hospice.
Okay. I think you're going to be extending. It's so interesting because I started talking about, you know, I just meditate before the program and spirit kind of leads me. I feel there's an extension to what you're going to be doing, and somehow that farmer's market is fitting in. They have obviously different booths or something set up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel there's something you're going to make or find somehow and personalize and sell at the market, also at some kind of little boutique, and also online. But it's healing. It's something, I don't know, conscious art. There's something. I don't know exactly. It could even be jewelry. It could be even something you draw or paint. But I can see you there. There's going to be a Linda L name around that is going to be helpful. See, I feel what you're doing is great, and it's such a wonderful service. But there's something that's going to be extended out, and you may even use that in the work you're doing now, or open it up. It could even be sacred art or jewelry or something. It's something I feel that has a wonderful meaning to it, and I can, whatever it is, it's small enough for people to pick up. So it's not some huge thing that you're making. I can see people holding.
Sure.
It.
Awesome.
Does that resonate at all with you?
It does. I've part of this inner journey that I've been doing, sometimes it has been waking up at 4:30 in the morning just because I felt the need to create something. So it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds.
Oh, no wonder. Okay. And that, you know, that 3 to 5 a.m., and especially, but also the 3 to 5 p.m., the reason that we have a little dip in energy at the p.m. time, the a.m., we usually have the awakening.
Mm-hmm,
is
right.
That is the time that there's a dip in the everyone's bioenergy fields. And also use of phones, Wi-Fi, everything goes down at that point. We call it the time of spirit. So a lot of times we'll get messages during that time. And if it's definitely in that 3 to 5 a.m., you know your higher self is coming through saying, you know, because the wiring, it's clear. The antennas are clear. The wires are clear. The ethernet is clear, if you will. The ethers, the resonant fields is clearer. And so there can be more of a clear message and inspiration, insight coming in. So, Rachel, keep us posted because I really feel you into it, loving it. And it's something you're creating. So,
excellent. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm
Thank
excited.
You for calling in.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, 403-556. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah,
and
good.
And to whom am I speaking with?
My name's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Did you have a question, comment?
I just kind of want to know where I'm headed in just general.
Well, that's a big one.
That's
what
a big
area?
One.
Like spiritually?
I'm thinking spiritually.
Okay. Let's see, your spiritual unfoldment. Hmm. you're kind of at a bit of a crossroads, which I'm hearing, called Dweller on the Threshold, to do I go further into this? Do I dive in deeper? I would say yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Your guides are also suggesting to write.
Okay.
Journaling, voice notes, anything where you're just getting your feelings, your thoughts, your ideas, your self-expression through.
Mm-hmm.
Right now what I'm seeing, I see you visually, and right above, I would say from the sixth chakra to about the eighth, there's like a lot of little fuzzies, little clouds, I see little lines of light. And so what has to happen is that needs to get cleared away.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can connect in more with the eighth chakra, which is the connection to the higher self, so you can
mm-hmm.
start getting the new messages, the new directions. So
okay.
You're in a little bit of a clearing phase. You're in a little bit of a kind of get the cobwebs out, just moving things around. And I want you to not think of this with judgment. It's just moving
mm-hmm.
stuff around. It's like when we, you know, move stuff in our house around. We clean it and we go, oh, I didn't know, you know.
Right.
I always say, you know, for the first few years when I had my dog Yoshi, I was like, God, she hardly sheds at all. And then we did this huge house cleaning way back behind with the balls of fur, you know, behind way behind the sofa and the shelving. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I feel like you're doing right now.
Yeah.
But your higher self is saying, please do it in a playful way, because I do feel you went through a major healing phase, even inner child work,
mm-hmm.
previously. It feels like years.
Done a few.
Yeah.
Been through a few, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, you got to just kind of clear things. But I feel like there's another question, and we do have time, so do you have another question?
Well, I've been having, I wouldn't say visions, but I've been having, like, I think I have a spirit with me. I've been seeing reflections, shadows. Like, I feel like something's trying to tell me something, but I'm not quite sure what the message is I'm trying to get.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they're telling to clear.
Okay.
Because some messages are... you know, I feel for you, it is about, again, there's a new path, a new direction coming in.
Mm-hmm.
There are messages, but it's your higher self. That's why I'm saying that the stuff has to be cleared away. And what I say it's about is not having any expectations. There's a lot of times, it's like birth. Anybody that's, you know, you feel, or when you have to go to the bathroom, you kind of
mm-hmm.
do, but then you don't. You can
mm-hmm.
feel something wants to come through,
mm-hmm.
you know, or you're kind of hungry, but not yet, or what do you want to eat? And so there's this, right now, for many of us individually and collectively, there's this kind of anxiousness, nervousness, or just energy is up, but where do I go with it? What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And because the changes and the new directions are really coming from the soul
mm-hmm.
and with a new component of energy and focus. There's literally a new energetic frequency or frequencies and focus now
mm-hmm.
on the planet and within us.
Mm-hmm.
We can't pre-think it.
Right.
So a lot of times what I do, and I've been doing, because it happens when you're coming to a completely new phase, level, area, direction.
Mm-hmm.
In the tarot, it's the Fool.
Right.
What I've been doing, I'll just sketch. I'll do art. I'll do a couple, some yoga postures. I start, you know, journaling. I start singing and chanting. I make some of my own CDs. I just start playing around.
Okay.
Like, okay, because you want to get out of the over-focus.
Mm-hmm.
Of the left brain. You want to get out of, Melissa, the over-focus of the left brain.
Mm-hmm.
Use the left brain to create something. Use that part of the brain to create and
mm-hmm.
that part of the mind. So play. I'm hearing for you it's about playing, and then what was going to happen is those messages are going to get clearer and clearer and clearer, and it's going to be some directions. And I feel even for you down
okay.
the road, there will be a move as well.
Okay.
Were you wondering that? I feel like you're going to be moving. You need to move, actually. But
I
it's not
move.
Yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like eventually, like I don't feel settled here at all. I think there's definitely another move for me. I'm not quite sure where, but somewhere.
Well, what's going to happen is you're going to get settled internally within your core, within your sense of self, your sense of being. And then from that will be the physical manifestation of an actual move.
Right.
And I do, I'm telling you, I see a whole different lifestyle. Now, are you around, you're not yet around water, are you?
No.
Or Florida area?
No. No, I'm in Alberta, Canada.
Oh, Canada. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Is there, well, there must be some, is there like some beachy or coastal areas there?
There's, yeah, the East Coast and the West Coast, yeah.
Is there kind of sand duney? I feel like there's sand dunes somehow. Feels very, it feels East Coast to me, you know, from the United States. There's like dunes and there's like little, I don't know, reeds or something, little like grass sticking up.
Huh. I'm not sure.
I see a lighthouse and a pier. Sound
Could
familiar
be.
Yet?
No.
Okay.
Not.
Okay.
That's probably in the future.
Yeah. No, no,
where
no.
I,
it's definitely in the future, but.
Yeah,
where
I
want to
be.
Now?
Where I want to be, it would be, because I want to be on the West Coast, so.
And that's where the water is?
Yeah, there's water.
Yeah,
the ocean's there.
That's
yeah.
what I'm seeing. You
okay.
will move there.
That would be nice.
Yeah. But first it's your internal, your inner working.
Yeah, it seems like definitely everything's new. Like everything's, I've met a new guy after thinking that there's no such thing as good guys. I've met one that's. What I think good, I'm just waiting for the ball to drop, but so far so good. And yes, everything seems to be going new.
Good. Well, just keep to your, you know, your path.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you're keeping to your path and what's right for you individually.
Mm-hmm.
And then sharing that with the guy. Maybe you
right.
guys will move together. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He
has
likes that area.
There. He has a property there.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. Ah,
yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Because I definitely can see it. It could even be next year. I can definitely see you in that environment. And because I'm seeing you on the beach all bundled up. It's like chilly. To me, it's like East Coast. Beach or coastline or, you know, Nantucket, that kind of area. And
right.
I can see you all bundled, but I can see
well, right now it's cold
the water
in Canada.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do see you in that beach environment.
Okay. Cool. That would be nice.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Great. Ooh, love hearing from everyone. Yeah, and if you have any questions in the chat, the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, just type it in. And you can even type in caps so I can see it much easier for me to get to it. Okay, I think we have another caller, 210-287. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, this is Whitney.
Hi, Whitney. Welcome.
I have, well, it's a directional question. I finished my degree, and I got a job right away, and I was miserable, so miserable,
yes.
I decided not to continue working there, and I don't want to believe it was a mistake, but now I'm without a job, and I'm wondering if you see school.
Ooh, I see a major, no, work, and major career focus. Now, were you doing anything with consulting by any chance?
No, a clinical research coordinator, but I want to bridge the gap between. No. What do you think?
Okay, go ahead. Bridge the gap. Go ahead.
Between alternative medicine and the closed-minded Western medicine issues.
Oh, I
I'm
love
finding,
that.
Here's
the thing: if you're going to do the research, you're such a dynamic people person and a sharer. I would say even more than a speaker, a public speaker. There's a teaching aspect. So I would say doing something online with this, offering programs for this, whether in corporations, hospitals, But yeah, you really are this sharer slash teacher, relayer of information. You're a synthesizer. You take different information and you bring it together and kind of boilerplate it down for people. So yeah, I feel with you, were you not around a lot of people? Because I'm seeing people around you.
No, actually there were only 4 people in the little business I was in. It was a small place, and I was sitting in an awkward position in this tiny little cramped, and it just, I was waking up just miserable having to go there every day.
Mm-hmm.
The people were very nice. It just, it didn't fit, and I'm looking for a place to fit.
Part of it is that you're going to be creating something that's a bit you. You, there may be another transitional job kind of for your focus, but mm-hmm. I see you this lifetime. You're meant to have a major career, a major public.
Yes.
We call it. You know, we have from our sphere of experience on a soul level. At some point, we get our sphere of influence. And I always use also the example, even like somebody that's doing maintenance or groundwork or whatever you want to call it, janitor, let's say in a school,
mm-hmm.
that person is an influencer. Even if it's little kids and you say, oh, that person, they're just sweeping the floors or they just dump the trash or they fix the light bulbs. No, it's consciousness because we, more than saying even, like me, I meditate before getting here, I open the channel so that we're connecting through the subtle energy. We're connecting through the ethers,
mm-hmm.
the etheric plane. So there is a transmitting of energy even beyond what I'm saying. In ritual work, we call it, we don't want to have an empty ritual or just the words are there, but there's no carrier wave. So I do, and then there are those, so some people are doing that, they just know that they're conscious and they're just transmitting, you know, they're just dialed in. And then there are those that are dialed in, but then they're also more public or upfront in a group setting. And a group setting can be 10 people, 20 people, 500 people, 1,000 people, thousands, millions, what have you. It is showing you having more of a public interface this lifetime. And I feel next year things are going to come more together as to what it is, how do I do this.
Okay.
And it is definitely something I feel more kind of instituted on your own or initiated on your own.
Wow.
I don't know if that's making sense. Yeah.
Okay.
So you'll probably take, you know, there'll probably be another job or position. There is something also a lot around you with hospitals or institutions, healthcare centers.
Yes.
Is there, okay. So it's going to be in that field, but it is definitely the work will be there.
Okay.
You know,
and
the work is going to be there.
Follow the yeses. Is that a way to go?
Oh, yes. That's what I always say. Follow the yeses. You got it, Whitney. Follow
okay.
the yeses. Follow the openings. You know, and what's so cool about that is because a lot of times I'll get people saying, oh, but I don't really want to do that. You know, or they're trying to, or they're out there dating. I don't really like him for my husband. I don't really want to do that. It's funny. I mostly hear women say that. I really don't hear guys somehow, for the most part, you know, maybe it's a gender thing. It's a generalization, but for the most part, it's true. We'll just entertain, you know, casually date or just have friends, you know, and then choose.
Yes.
But you're right. The openings, because even if something opens and it's not totally, as long as the heart's in sync with it, I think you heard me talking earlier about, you know, connecting in with the heart. If it's whatever you're doing is bringing a relaxing in that heart area,
yeah.
If it's bringing a constriction,
that,
yeah.
That was really why the I had to let go of the job. It was physically making me ill. Even though it wasn't a bad thing, they weren't bad people. It wasn't a bad place. It just wasn't for me. And that's the kind of thing I'm trying to recognize, find what feels right.
Yeah. And I just put in the chat, it's all about the resonance now, the subtle energy. It's just because this part of our, you know, journey here in expression from here on out, you know, thousands of years or however you want to quantify it, is about, you know, I keep saying this, it's not about us cutting off or, you know, we're all going, all of us that think similar are going and living somewhere else and, you know, we don't want to deal with anybody else. It is about, I'm calling it like the cozy, comfy pillows. It's like, it's having those groups, friends, colleagues, soul tribe, soul group that you more resonate with. There's more harmony and coherence than disharmony. You know, there has to be a little disharmony to change. You know, we have to have a little poke here and there. And then from there, we're much able to weave in and out with other people that aren't as much resonance. And we're not trying to change them. They're not trying to change us. We move from tolerance and acceptance into respecting the differences. So the only reason people usually try to change people or change groups is because you're not feeling like you're fitting in and you don't have that acknowledgement elsewhere. And when you get it elsewhere, you can just drop it, and you know, including yourself. So I love what you're saying, Whitney. I think that's, yeah, it's obviously there wasn't enough resonance there. There was some resonance that got you there, but not enough that it, like I say, hit your joy button. it wasn't hitting the joy button, you know.
You're right. Okay. I'll keep open.
Okay. Beautiful. Keep us posted too. I love hearing back and people's transformations and how things are unfolding.
Okay.
Blessings. Ooh, nice to hear from everyone. Yeah, I say that in my meditation class that when I was teaching a lot is follow those yeses, the yeses, the yeses. And you'll know when you're in coherence and it is that yes, it just keeps opening. And you also get a nice momentum that's going as well. Let's see. Ooh, I will do this probably on the 5th. I'm just looking at some of the emails that I got and questions. I will be going into what's coming up for 2013 and hopefully can get a blog post on it. I love writing, and I look back at my life and I think, God, how did I ever write a book and do my CDs? I mean, you really, the time to carve out for that. But I will be going into that, 2013, there's a lot of harmonizing is really going to be the focus, harmonizing and, resonance, that harmony through conflict. So there's going to be a lot of kind of that polishing, you will, polishing the stone. And then also next week, 12-12-12, we have Dr. Jude Kuravan, cosmologist, astrologer, Koi Peace Award recipient, just amazing being, and she's going to be talking about also what's up for 2013. And then I will be doing a talk and meditation on the 12-12 energy, which is a synthesizing frequency. So we are moving, it's interesting, we are moving into this phase of really synthesizing in a way those parts or aspects of us. So it is right now, we are in a phase of bringing it all together. It's about bringing it all together. And in bringing it all together, we literally create a new form, a new not only form but mode of expression and experience. And it's like, think of it this way, when you're creating something or making something or drawing something, when you bring in other elements, it changes that form or that picture. You know, maybe you start out with a sketch and then you live with that sketch for a while, and then all of a sudden you start maybe doing some mixed media. Maybe you start collaging it. Now you have a different entity, a different energy. So think, you know, especially the next 3 to 4 months, it will begin on 12-12-12, focusing, really bringing some conscious awareness on synthesizing the various aspects of yourself or self, those modes of expression, ways of expressing, really synthesizing, bringing that all together. Well, we have, thank you all for being here. And again, if you have any questions or comments, the number is 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad to be heard. All right. This week's conversation is with Thunderbeat, who's a Native American of Choctaw Shawnee heritage and has been traveling since the early 1990s to the Mayan lands, speaking with numerous Mayan shamans and elders. She's received knowledge that is not in any books, and that's it. It's still going to be a lot, you guys, lip to ear, lip to ear. Thunderbeat is also a multi-award-winning composer, author, and teacher, and a pioneer in sound healing. Her drumming is revered by shamans all over the world. Thunderbeat has worked with Gilbert, the Mayan Prophecies, Mayan shaman Jose Arguelles, who also wrote The Mayan Factor, John Major Jenkins, Mayan Cosmogenesis 2012. She's also won a Beacon of Light Award for her inspiration, creativity, wisdom, compassion, and service to the community and the world. She's also the winner of 2 Native American LA and PX Music Awards. She's also healing, intuitive, and also, as many of you know her, from her amazing, amazing CDs and DVDs. Welcome to the program, Thunderbeat.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, there
Hi.
You are.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh. Hi.
Yeah,
how are you
so
doing, sweetie?
Looking forward to this. Oh,
oh my
so
God.
Good to connect
so glad,
with
so
you.
Glad to hear your voice.
You too. Oh, my God. Tell us, what is going on? There's so much energetic shifting right now.
Oh, my God, yes, 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 yes. Oh, I've been downloaded constantly all this new information because it's changing. Everything is changing so quickly. And
yeah, it really is.
It really is. I first want to start, I've been doing, you know, the Mayan Prophecy Talks with Great Spirit. I work with Great Spirit and said as of last December to talk about it because I was praying. I said, I am so tired of the doom and gloom. And it's all lies. It is all lies. And what that does, it puts people into fear, and fear is the opposite of love. And why they do that is because, so, you know, I call it the dark side. They do that to keep control of the masses. So that is all that's all about.
Is that why that's happening? Because I was going to ask you, how did that happen? I mean, you're about the only, I mean, I could count on one hand the people that are not getting into that, you know, doom and gloom, and maybe it'll be two hands. It's almost, but
right.
Where did that start, and why is that happening? Why is there so much doom and gloom, and you know, cataclysmic fear?
Because they wanted. It's like they. I'm going to just say they. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to put any names on it. But I call
okay,
it the dark
good.
Side. The dark side. They just want to. They don't like change. And they want to control everything. You know, they want to control the people, the masses. The masses, I call it the people. So that's why they're putting this doom and gloom in there. And like I said, fear is the opposite of love. And I have spoken, I've been down in the Mayan lands for a couple of decades, actually, and I've done ceremony with the Mayan elders and Mayan shamans. And not one of them, not one, ever said the world was going to be destroyed December 21st, 2012. No.
Yeah.
It's all lies. It's actually, they said, we should be celebrating this time. Are you?
Yes.
This is time for a shift into higher consciousness, into a higher frequency awareness. And that's why it seems like everything is speeding up because it is. It is. And actually, the military has calculated it. I have done my research, and it's called the Schumann. Yes.
Okay.
The Schumann resonance, which anybody can Google that and do some research on that. Yes, and it's called the Schumann resonance. And as of Natives, Americans, and the Mayans, we call it the heartbeat of Mother Earth. So what it is a cycle of electromagnetic energy, scientifically here, saying electromagnetic energy waves and how it is calculated. We've had a cycle of waves and pulse of the Earth for hundreds of years, they said, at a cycle of 7.83 cycles per second. Now our cycle, as of the last 30 years, since the 80s, it has been speeding up. Now this last decade, it's been speeding up even faster. It's faster and faster and faster.
Yeah.
So our cycle right now, check this out. Our cycle right now is 16 cycles per second, which means our, I'm sorry, 12 cycles per second, going into 13, which means our 24-hour days are 16-hour days.
Mm.
Not by time, by frequency. It's a whole different, like, things are, everything's faster. Like, did you ever remember you could always do, you know, you could get all your things done in one day, and now you can't?
No.
That's because.
And you know what's funny, Sandra, because I have some older teachers of mine, they're like, oh, yeah, as you age. And I said, this is not anything to age, because I'm hearing 19, 20-year-olds saying this, okay? Don't
right,
tell
exactly.
me that, you know.
I told a lady yesterday about that, and she was an older lady, and I said, and it's not your age, you know, that things are speeding up. It's not because of your age at all. It's just the way it's actually it's a higher, lighter frequency, which is just it's like I said, we should be celebrating this time. And what that helps us all who are in tune and ready, it affects everybody. Actually, it affects everything on this planet. It actually affects our whole solar system and our whole galaxy. And it's happening, and everybody says it's, oh, you know, the 21st, that one day. No, it's building up to that one day, you know, where we're going to be in alignment with the great central sun of the galaxy, which is opening a portal. It's kind of like opening a portal of even lighter energy, higher frequency energy on that that day. Now, 12-12-12. I got so much information, I don't even know where to...
I know, I'm eating it up. So is everyone in the chat, and I'm sure everyone on the phone and listening on the computers, too.
Yeah, 12-12-12, there's a major shift. And today, happy full moon, solar eclipse.
Woo-hoo!
We're just shifting all kinds of shifts every moment. But I want to say that what that means, to explain what is a frequency, you know, since I'm a musician, I work with frequency. A lot of people don't have a clue what that is, and they go, what do you mean, frequency? Ah! And it's a higher, lighter frequency awareness. And what that does, it is bringing our consciousness, awakening, like our DNA, it is even activating our DNA. Let me talk about the DNA. I mean, we have two strands of DNA that are activated. We have 12-strand DNA, but the two are really activated, and everything else, the other 10 are dormant. And the scientists say, oh, those other 10 are nothing, they're useless, you know. That's crap. The other 10 is our higher awareness and consciousness, which means we can, like, our mental telepathy, our psychic abilities, our consciousness of awareness of people's feelings. We'll be able to actually tap into our past lives a lot better. We'll know when someone's, check this out, we'll know when someone's lying instantly, because our awareness would be so, like, tuned in. It's like, if for the people that are not, like, tapped into their intuitive side, that's what it's going to be. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. You know?
Right.
But some people, it's going to be gradual. And there even, I've noticed, I don't even like TV, but I've even noticed, like, they're bringing things like that, like the medium psychic, Long Island psychic in. And,
I see it too in TV.
What's that?
No, I agree. I see it in TV as well. Less soap operas, more inspirational shows, and like you said, bringing more mediums on, and wanting more projects, for that as well. So, now let's get back to something you were saying, that doing more. So the cycles per second. So it's interesting because the cycles per second is speeding up. That's a higher frequency. If you can go into that more. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding the more relaxed we are, the more we can better handle this energy. Do you have any thoughts on that?
The more relaxed? Like,
the bodies, yeah.
What I've noticed what works is simplify. You know, be more direct. Simplify your day. What's, you know, major, make your priorities, you know, the most important. And, all the little stuff is not as important. It's just, it's the major things.
Yeah.
Simplify. Get right, you know, to the points. You know, I've noticed, like, after I've written my book, Chakra Journey book, that's the kind of books I like, the way I wrote it when Spirit told me to write it. And I told them, I have this thunder voice. I found out who it is. It's Thoth. And I don't know if you know who Thoth is. Yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely,
He's one of my guides. And then I said, well, there's 52 million chakra books out there. He goes, well, not like yours. And I said, why? And I'm like, he goes, because you are to the point. You don't do any cycle babble. I call it cycle babble.
mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, more solid information. And that's what I'm talking about for everybody. Should just be more direct, solid information. You know, put all the other stuff to the wayside. And don't take anything personal. But the four agreements is so right on. And they say, that's one of the things they say is do not take anything personal, because people are going through emotional, you know, there are a lot of emotional breakdowns, a lot of
mm-hmm.
it, because of the shift, and they don't know what's happening, or a lot of their stuff that they haven't resolved is coming up to the surface. It's like, you know, popping a pimple. And so it's coming up right in their face, and they don't know why, or they don't know why. I'm crying all the time. I don't know why, because it's old stuff.
Yeah.
So we got to get rid of that old stuff, because that's keeping you weighed down, very heavy, and when we're going to the light, and we're becoming lighter beings. Yes. And the plants and the animals, we're all shifting together.
Yeah. I like that you say that as well, that it's everything is shifting, everything and everyone. And isn't true, some people may not know what's going on, but it doesn't mean that energy is not working on them.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They will notice, you know, it might even be very subtle to them. They'll notice, like, they're just in tune more, and they can see things clearer, more clarity in some things, and that's part of it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean that's part of that they'll start knowing, even if they're not, let's say, focused on this or aware, they'll start just maybe knowing more or feeling more in general.
More,
is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. They'll become more aware of thoughts and feelings, and in the sense of other they can tune into other people better. It's a knowing. Like, let's say it's a knowing.
Mm-hmm.
They'll know things more. Like, it will just come to them. Like, thoughts and things will just, information will come a lot easier, because we're opening up channels to the great universal source.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of thoughts, like somebody, like, for instance, you'll be sitting there by yourself and thinking, oh, God, how does that happen, and what is this? And you're actually asking, and the information will come in.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's an opening, that's like the opening the doorways.
And there seems to be a lot more, I like that term, opening. There seems to be a lot more opening right now, especially if I'm finding people have already been, you know, focused in this way. It's like the intense, it's intense too, but the intent seems to come through in manifested form more quickly.
Absolutely. Everything's manifesting, thoughts are... Or manifesting, you know, just be careful what you wish for. You know that old saying, well, this is really faster now. So things are manifesting a lot quicker because of the light frequency. It's when you're in a spirit body, let's say, we're not in a physical form, your thoughts take you, you could travel anywhere. You can travel with your thought to, I want to go to India or something. You're there. This is the frequency that we're going into. You know, we're not going to be that light, but we're going to be a lighter body, and a lot of portals are opening up this, we're going into the light coming out of the dark. Let's put it that way. You know, I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. And we are going into this photon belt also, which is coming out of the dark ages. And they've calculated for thousands of years we have this cycle that we come in and out of the darkness. You know, remember you've heard of the dark ages, you know, because it was. And we're coming in, we're coming into the lighter frequencies. So in the 2012 shift, the 21st on December, is opening even a larger doorway to connect with the great central sun, which means that we are, you know, going to feel more connected to knowing of the universe, you know. Yeah. So it's exciting. This should be, we should be celebrating this time, not being
gloom. I know. I always tell people, well, I laugh, and I go, listen, you wish there'd be just a poof, everybody's gone. You know, it's like people are like, oh, we're going to all blow up. And I'm like, that's not the game here.
No, and then they talk about the solar flares. Okay, here's another answer for people that are hooked on the solar flare thing.
Yes, talk of
These solar
flares
have been going on for billions of years. You know, they're just learning how to calculate them now. And I have noticed, I've been watching them for a few decades and a couple of decades or whatever, and I remember when Clinton was in office, much, you know, it was how the sun is a live being, first of all, a living entity. And our thoughts and things in the universe affect it. It does it. It affects it. So, and I've noticed, I'm not sure if it's because of our presidents. I mean, that's part of it, but during Clinton, it was very dormant. I mean, the sun was just kind of mellow, you know. When Mr. Bush came into office, oh, my God, it was off the charts. They never saw it. So crazy. And that's when they started talking about the solar flares more so when Bush was in office. Now, when Obama was in office, first day, not the second election, the first 6 months, and NASA even commented on it. He goes, oh, my God, we've never seen the sun so quiet. It must be the the calm before the storm.
Oh,
and I'm like, come on, guys, wake up! And this is how they put this doom and gloom in there. And I'm like, come on, they're like to me like they're little boys, you know. Be honest, though. But it was for the first 6 months. It was just so calm, and then. Things shifted. I think he got in some, whatever. I don't even want to talk politics. I was just saying, making an awareness statement. So the solar flares, they've been going on like this for millions of years. Nothing crazy or different with the sun. I mean, as in, you know, just like I said, we affect it by what we do here, you know. And the pole shifts are not going to happen. Another thing is what's happening, which is exciting, that I've been watching it because Great Spirit and a friend of mine, he's a chief, Shawnee Chief, he told me in the early 90s, he said the pyramids, the ancient pyramids, are rising from the oceans and areas of the land, and this, they are going to be coming up and aligning the planet so we will be stable and not shift through any kind of heavy, you know, disturbance, let's say, you know. Now they've been showing them on, I see them on YouTube, on the news, you know. They found three pyramids rising outside in the desert of Egypt, and there's a pyramid over, they said there's a pyramid rising in, it's already risen in Baja, and there is one in St. Augustine, all aligning kind of with the Great Pyramid, and then there's ones that are coming, rising in the Southern Hemisphere and the Northern Hemisphere, ancient. So
now, I was also told that we do have you know, especially the winter solstice, that we do have galactic alignments anyway. You know,
absolutely.
Sun, every right? Yeah, okay, so we do have that.
Yeah, people don't. They think it's something different, you know. But it's a larger shift, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good way to put it. A larger shift. that. So how do you think people, what's good for people? I love what you said, simplify. We're so in alignment because I posted the other day on my Facebook, you know, keep it simple. And yes. I've been finding, I've been doing that. If something gets too complicated, I just let it go. I'm like, okay, just simple. In my taste, my food, everything, my schedule, everything, I'm just simplifying.
Yes, that's great.
Thunderbee, what else are you feeling that could help people at this time, especially deal with this lighter yet intenser energy? Because I do get, that's the thing I think I hear a lot of people saying is, oh, God, this energy, I don't know how to deal with it. What do I do?
Well, I'm going to go back, and it's still working as my chakra CD.
Okay.
You know, plugging that. I mean, it's profound. It's working. I'm still doing sessions with it, and it's like people after the sessions going, oh, thank you. I feel so much better. You know, and just playing it takes the negativity out of your home and your environment, and it lightens up the energy in the house. You know, so it's not so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that heaviness is what's affecting us. We're like kind of being pulled from to the light, and then you get this heaviness. It's like, ah, what's going on here? And so that releases a lot of that. And the chakras are, now that's those seven major chakras, are activating the new DNA.
Mm.
They tap into that DNA area. And I'm finding this out. It repairs damaged DNA, because we do have, some people do have it from microwaves and pollution and things like that. Our DNA gets a little damaged, and the food
mm-hmm.
processing, you know, all that crap in the food, it affects all the pineal your pineal gland, your pituitary gland, and your DNA. And so with the activational frequencies from the CD is what's working. Like Edgar Casey, you know who Edgar Casey is, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he said sound will be the medicine of the future, and the future is now.
Mm-hmm.
So
I find it, I love that, the sound, because everything is about resonance now, resonance,
mm-hmm.
harmonizing. It's so much mm-hmm. beyond the lower mind or logic mind. I had your CD on the other day, by the way. I am finding too, I agree with you, I'm finding that processes, focuses, healings that get beyond the story, beyond the kind of ego-based template, seem to be really shifting things quite a bit. And I just want to interject those, because I put it in the chat, but those that are listening, you can get Thunderbee's chakra CD, as well as her other CDs, DVDs, and books at thunderbeat.com. I think you're on Thunder Vision Records. You're also on Amazon and other, I mean, they could go to your thunderbeat.com, but are there other outlets for your CDs,
Amazon,
and DVDs?
Amazon,
okay.
And CD Baby.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, they can download at bandcamp.com if they're familiar with that, or they just go to my site. I have discounts on my site, so thunderbeat.com.
Nice.
But I am excited to tell you what's coming in too, which
the Sacred Journey,
another chakra CD, and it's 12 chakras, 12 chakra activation, and DNA activation. It's going to be a combination of. It's what I'm downloading, this information, and the colors that are beautiful coming in, and it does activate the full 12 strand DNA. That won't be ready till March, but but I just want to, I'm excited about it because I'm working on it now. You know.
Oh, you are. Ah, well, we'll have to have you back on to share about that as well, and maybe even hear a little bit of it.
Absolutely.
And something I'm excited about, I was reading a bit up on that you're doing a sacred journey in January to Egypt and doing a 1313 Stargate activation.
Right.
Can you share a bit of that with us?
Yes. What the 1313 Stargate activation is activating the divine female and the divine male and coming into balance. And that is what the Mayans also talk about, and the Hopi talk about, is that we are coming into the fifth world. This is really interesting, where the first world, each first four worlds were destroyed, but the fifth world that we're going into is not going to be destroyed, because Great Spirit says, no, this is not going to happen. It takes too long for people to get back up to consciousness. So but yeah. The interesting detail is... we're shifting physically into a higher spirit form, but still we're doing it physically, which they say is hasn't been done, and this is a huge like great new thing. Anyway, the first cycle, first world that the Hopi and the Mayan talk about was the feminine energy, and it was fire element that ruled it. And we don't have any history of that at all. It's all been destroyed. Now, the second cycle was then masculine. Now, these are like 5,000 cycles, 5,000-year cycles.
Okay.
5,000, maybe 7,000, 6,000, front in there, 5,000 to 7,000. So the second cycle was masculine energy, and it was the earth element that ruled it. And then the third cycle, again, was a female energy, and it was air that was the element that ruled it. Now, we are just finding remnants of that. Ancient goddesses, they see these really statues with, they're like huge women and little trinkets and clay. They're finding remnants. In China, they found, when they were building this dam, they found this huge ancient city that they found all these female goddesses. Now that they found ancient crystal skull, or not crystal, but they found obsidian skulls and jade skulls, and most of them are female. Now, so some of those remnants are coming, you know, the history, because we've lost a lot of our history, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now what's coming back into, now the fifth cycle is what the Mayan and the Hopi say is the harmony between the masculine and feminine energies, and the element that rules it is ether. Ether, and ether is the lighter body. And so this is in 1313, Stargate activation, this is what I'm going to be doing in the Great Pyramid, is aligning that and activating the whole group into that awareness in the Great Pyramid. Oh, my God, you know?
Oh,
the energies in there are amazing. And you just, you know, you walk, you don't really notice things in there until you walk out into the outside and you go, oh, my God, you feel like you're floating. You actually feel like you're walking on air. It's amazing. But I have the, I have a 13-day sacred journey that if anybody wants to come, the whole information is on my website. Or if they only want to come for 7 days, I just put that option in there. And by the way, it's very safe there. I have a guardian travel from Egypt. It's a beautiful family that lives right below the Sphinx. They have a house below the Sphinx. And they guide us to the...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they've been there, you know, of course, all their life. And there's such a beautiful family that helps us guide, puts the tour bus together for me. And we have six-day cruise on the Nile. And, you know, it includes everything. It includes all your food. All you have to really pay for on this journey is your water. That is it.
Mm.
But it's very safe there. We have a guard with us at all times. And there's, you know, they're talking. Just today I saw something about Egypt, and I'm like, oh, no, because of the president. But it's in Tahrir Square, which is not even, we're not even going to be near there. We're going to be the ancient sites. That is like, you know, we're like hundreds of miles away from that. So... from any of that. So it's a very safe trip. And actually, the time I'm going, and because people might even be afraid to go, we have the whole place to ourselves. We have the pyramid to ourselves. We have the temples to ourselves. and we can do ceremony. We can do ceremony. And, oh, it is so magical there. The ancient energies are still there. They're just, I have, you know, hours and hours of stories of magical things that have happened. So,
and you've been going there for quite a long time, you know.
I have, since 1997.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
What first led you there to go to Egypt, Thunder Beat?
Well, I've always been fascinated with that, with Egypt. I really have a connection there, definitely some a past life, which I found out more recently, where they pinned it down, this wonderful lady. Oh, my God, you should have her on your show. She does past life readings. She's an amazing, beautiful person. I'll have to give you her contact information. Lisa, I have to look it up. But she did an amazing past life reading, and she said I had six lifetimes there. And she even told me my name. One of them, or she told me a few names, but one of them was Neferari. And the amazing thing was she said I was a sister of a queen. I said, well, who is the queen? She goes, well, I don't know. We're not tuning into her. We're tuning into you. So she said, I used to teach the children. She said the universal language and laws, and with Thoth, and one of the children. She did say one of the children's, and I've always had this fascinated connection with Moses. She said I taught, well, I was teaching Moses, and it was amazing.
Ah.
Yeah, it was amazing. I just got chills. I go, that's why I've always had this connection with Moses, feeling I've always felt I was an older woman and always protecting him. I always felt that, like, all my life, and she confirmed it for me. Now here's the kicker, where now he tells me my name and I'm a sister of a queen, and 8 months later, that's all it was. 8 months later, on the History Channel, they're looking for Hatshepsu, Queen Hatshepsu's tomb, and they did this dig, and they said, okay, well, we found the family of Hatshepsu, and they said, well, she's not here, but we found her sister, Neferari.
Oh!
Is that amazing? I just dropped. I went, oh, my God. She said I was a sister of the queen, and Hatshepsu is a very high. She was the female king. She dressed as a pharaoh, and she has all the oblis at Karnak. I have all the knowledge and details and history, and it was amazing, and I have not been back there since I found this information out. So, we're going back to her temple, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful temple.
And then you said you have a friend, or you stay. Where was it at the one of the? Well, where are people staying? By the way, that was.
Well, we have 5-star hotels. It is all 5-star. Everything, and what do you call it? But the family, they have their house below the Sphinx, and the mother, she cooks a nice Egyptian dinner for us, and I think that was our farewell dinner. She's going to cook it on the rooftop of her house and overlooking the Sphinx.
I love it.
And we're going to be going on that beautiful camel ride by the Great Pyramids and Abu Simbel. You know, on my website, all the details are there, and you'll see pictures of all the places that we're going to be going. So, and it has a description and of each one on there. So, if anybody's interested, and I'll even give a discount for whoever, you know, calls in or signs up from this talk show. How's that? I'll get $200 off.
Oh,
how's that?
There you go. Okay, woo-hoo. That's a great woo. That, thank you.
I just
so awakenings
that, so.
Listeners, there's a discount to go on this sacred journey to Egypt with Thunderbeat. I think that is amazing. Oh, Thunderbeat, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. And that would have to be the 13-day tour, not the 7-day. I can't give a discount on that because it's at really, really, really low price.
Okay, so for the 13 days there. And so thunderbeat.com, and there's pictures. People can find out more about it.
Yeah,
you know what? I love that you're going in the energy, you know, after this next major shift. I guess I'm just going to only imagine what the energy is going to be like in the pyramids.
Yeah, well, that and, you know, going there at that time of, like, a lot of people are going to the 21st, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. And
traffic.
And you know, there's only, like, 10 people that can fit into the pyramid. I mean, if you're talking thousands of people going, you'll have 5 minutes in there, and that's not even you can't do ceremony and you can't connect with the energies. I've been here. I'm okay. Bye now. You know, I mean, that's not fun. And
well, it's
gotten
so commercialized. That's the other thing too. It's gotten so commercialized. You know.
Well, that's how they make their living. That's how they make. Here's another secret. That's how they make their living.
Well, no,
tourists.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about this like kind of like crunch towards the end with so many, you know, events and retreats in that, you know, 12-21st time period.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crunchy, you know, not just to Egypt but wherever. But so I like that you're going after that.
Yeah,
it's like
that's when it's after at all bad, and it's where we can breathe, you know.
Mhm.
Because I was going to go originally down to the Mayan lands during that time for years. I thought I'm going to definitely be in the Mayan lands for the 21st, December. And I tuned in like about 8 months ago, and Spirit says, "No, what are you crazy? No.
Yeah.
Stay. I live in Sedona. You're in a sacred place. Stay." That's what they said.
Yeah,
that's a really good point. Because some people are like into the doom and gloom, and they're just fixed on the that's going to happen. You know, their mindset
mm-hmm.
is there, and they are like, oh, I'm going to die. You know, I mean, really, there's some serious people, and they're going to some of these sacred places, and and they have their mind made up. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's chaos. So, I definitely staying here on the Red Rocks and doing ceremony out there with me and my dogs and friends. So,
there you go. Make it sacred wherever you're at. I think that's the key right now. Oh, Thunderbeat, this has been amazing. I just feel like we've covered so much. I'm going to have to re-listen.
lots of short time and so much information and. You know, anybody that's, you know, there is a lot of shift symptoms of dizziness and blurred vision, tiredness, headaches, achy joints, heart palpitations, even ringing in the ears. Now, I get that a lot.
There's a lot.
Oh, I got all these tones and high pitches and ringing. They're tuning you up. They're tuning you. That you're being tuned to a higher frequency. Boo! Just like the Chakra Journey CD does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that is actually helping you shift.
There is a lot of that right now. And the other thing I'm finding with people, and I think because there's a not only a reactivation but more of an opening of the fifth chakra as well. A lot of people with little coughs or clearing their throat a lot. Mm. I've been running across a lot of people with that.
That sounds like diet. You know, get the mucus out of the system. Do a cleansing. You can do a cleansing of the mucus just with lemon juice. Lemon juice and water or apple cider vinegar cleans the lymphatic system.
Yeah, it does. But these are some people that, I mean, already eat a very clear diet with even no dairy. Of course, you know, it's in that same chakra with the ears, you know, so it's all, you know, interconnected, getting that tune-up. Maybe there's some residue, but really, I don't know. I find freeing up.
What did you say?
You know, well, we're all there's a lot of really freeing up, you know.
Freeing up, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, forgiveness. That's one of the major keys. Forgive yourself of anything in the past and forgive others. Forgive others.
Mm.
You know, don't hold any of that in because that's the heaviness. You know, a lot of people, you know, especially in your childhood, any pain from, you know, I hear a lot of people's childhoods are very abusive and, forgive the mom, forgive the dad, the brothers and sisters. They don't, as Jesus said, they do not know what they're doing. They don't.
Mm.
And so forgive them because they will come to light. They will, they have their own karma to go through because karma, it is a karmic world. That we do live in karmic society, a free world. It's called a free will zone, which I do talk about that also. Where there's other planets, there's not free will zone. But when you have a free will zone, we have the freedom to do anything. But then there's karma connected to that. So, you know, what you put out there, good or bad, you know, comes back to you. So, and you know, everyone has to awaken if they're in that, you know, angry personality. They'll eventually come out of it. So, but I have to tell you, an exciting thing happened. Well, that's,
tell
all,
me.
So many
oh, it's all exciting,
happening.
Yeah.
I was on my tour, and I was doing the Mayan Prophecy Talk in New Hampshire and in Boston this year. And I did, right after that, I do my DVD chakra activation, and I guide everybody through it, right? And
right.
I had the DVD going, and when it came to the third eye chakra, the symbol came in, and Jesus came in on the screen, and he was alive. Mm-hmm. His eyes were moving, and they morphed into Mary Magdalene, and she was moving, and she put her hands were down. Mm-hmm. She had a shroud on, and her hands came up to a prayer position as she was looking at me, and then the whole screen turned into these fractals, spinning fractals. They started spinning around in rainbow colors, and I'm looking at the audience, you know, there's 30 girls and a woman in this group, and I'm like, oh, my God, they have no clue. This is not part of the DVD. Divine intervention happened, and I'm like, I'm still excited now. This was in August, and I watched this thing, and I'm like, oh my God, how long is this going to go on? I felt it was only going to go on for a few minutes, and I didn't say a word. I was like, you know, guiding everybody, but I just went zip. I said, I'm just going to let this happen, and I'm watching everybody.
Let it unfold.
Yeah, let it unfold, and then all of a sudden I said, I have to tell them why they can see it. I said, this, by the way, is not part of my DVD. We're having divine intervention right now. And on the bottom of the screen to the left, it said, no signal, no DVD in computer on the bottom of the screen. And I'm like, okay. But then I talked to everybody after that, and they said, well, they didn't know any different. They thought it was part of the DVD. They said, 'cause they didn't know what to think, you know what I mean? But I was on a cloud nine for like 3 weeks, you know.
Right.
It was pretty amazing.
Oh, God, I love it. Oh, you're amazing, Thunderbeat. And
well,
I wish we
you.
Had more time to have you.
Yeah.
Have to have you back. We even had some people in the chat saying have to have her back soon. So we definitely will. You're part of the family, part of the Awakening
yes,
family.
Yes, absolutely.
So.
Well, thank you. I got so much more information coming in all the time, and we'll definitely help anybody that you know, doesn't understand what's going on. Because, like I said, we should be celebrating this time. Stay in love. Forget the fear. Get out of the fear, because that will just slow you down.
Beautiful. And I love that. See, I love that. I feel so uplifted. I love your message of that. Be in the love, and it's exciting. It's a celebration. I mean, we're living in more fullness and radiant expression. So thank you so much for being here on Awakening, Thunderbeat. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, sweetheart.
Big hug. Lots of love.
All right. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, of course, that was Thunderbeat. You can find out more information on her healing and transformational CDs, DVDs, book, and as well as The Sacred Journey to Egypt, which she is taking people on a wonderful transformational trip, which will be January 8th through the 20th, 2013, and it'll be 1313 Stargate Activation. And you can find out more information at thunderbeat.com. Oh, everyone, love you so much. Love you mucho, mucho, mucho. It's always great to connect with everyone. I love my Wednesdays connecting with you. I'll also actually at 3 p.m. Pacific time today, I'll be on the Dr. Elizabeth radio program and talking about meditation and keeping that integration, that alignment, keeping centered during the holiday season. So if you want to catch me there, and for those of you that caught me here, I love you. And love you all in the archives, listening via iTunes, and, of course, from Cosmic Dimensions. So until next week, continue to share your insight, shine your light, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.